This is the Outdoor Journey Show, where life takes you outdoors. The Outdoor Journey Show with Matt Gatiss and Ty Morgan, brought to you by Journey Hunts and the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation.
Welcome to the Outdoor Journey Show. Matt Gatiss and Ty Morgan here with you. And, you know, Matt, right now is a time when outdoorsmen and women are making preps for their fall hunts, but they're also about this time they're starting to wrap up their spring turkey hunts.
Yeah, it's that time of year, Ty, when really you start surveying all of your equipment. You start looking at what's going to be in the kind of the queue for you in the fall.
Oh,
what
sure.
tags are you going to have? What are you going to be doing? And you're waiting anxiously, like me, for those tags to come in.
That's right.
I should draw some sweet tags here in Colorado. Great antelope tag and potentially a great elk tag. And then another good one for mule deer in Nevada. So I'm anxious. They'll be coming in soon. And also getting physically in shape, you know, for those grueling fall hunts, for those who are, you know, serious hunters, for those who really want to go into the woods and
you gotta
do
prep
well.
Yourself.
Absolutely. You do. I actually just started yesterday, Ty. You know, we've had on Wilderness Athlete and Coach P a couple times.
Right.
And I started that 28-day challenge on Monday, actually. And I'm down 3.5 pounds already. So trying to shed a little bit of this excess weight and get serious, been working out, lifting, running, doing all that good stuff to get ready. So I understand, you know, in my own life, the necessity of this is a time of year for preparation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one of the other things that I did recently is one of our key sponsors at Journey Hunts is Tenzing Outdoors. And I just placed an order and got my CF Legend, a new bag that came out this year. We'll be talking about it today. I got a 2200 bag for Tekoa, a 1215W, a women's bag for my daughter Bailey. And then I ordered four of their new suspension system optic holders for my whole family, their hydration packs. Yeah. I mean, they have really stepped it up.
You are so, really prepping up, aren't you?
Yeah, well, you know, it's a good thing. Got to be ready. So we're definitely a Tenzing family, and Journey Hunts is a Tenzing company. So we really we love that. And today, speaking of this great company, we're privileged to have Jared Blumgren on with us. And Jared, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks, guys. I really appreciate the opportunity to visit with you.
Jared, tell us just a little bit. Give us a little bit about your background, who you are, what you do, and also your affiliation with Tenzing.
You bet. You know, I'm a dyed-in-the-wool, red-blooded American like all of us. And, you know, my roots with the outdoors and hunting go very deep. You know, it's a family heritage that's been honed for years. And I'm always constantly trying to shape up on that, always trying to be a better sportsman, a better conservationist. And, you know, I'm every day, one day at a time, but always having a plan and a focused goal in mind as well. You know, I have two children at home. You know, as any father, my main goal is to raise them the best I can and introduce them to the outdoors and teach them everything I have within me and to make a better future for them. You know, on free time, I love to be a freelance writer. I do various writing for magazines, different websites, and tips and tactics, articles about hunting. Sky's the limit, if you will. Working on a new book right now that I hope to publish someday. If it doesn't publish, at least, you know, my kids, their kids, on down the line, they'll have something a little bit about me. And, you know, I like to take part in the outdoors. That's what I'm about, and that's God created me to be that creature, I guess, if you will.
Well, and, you know, it's funny you're talking about your kids and introducing them to the outdoors. Ty and I on the show talk often about the necessity of mentorship, and I'm right on page with you. I don't know that there's any more important mentorship that will ever take place in our lives than that which we do with our kids.
Absolutely. Agree 100%.
So how are you affiliated with Tenzing? How does that work out for you and what you do in the outdoors?
Well, it would have been about 4 years ago. You know, I was talking with one of the main designers of the packs, Jay Robert, and at the time he was starting a new venture in life and looking at leaving a one company and going on to another company and designing Tenzing. And at that time, I was all on board. Jay's a great guy. He's got great thoughts, great ideas, and he knows how to make a great pack. And I wanted to be in with a company and help them design and help them test the equipment, promote the equipment the best I can, and be there for the company. So that's how it started in its infancy, and now going on 3 years later, and the packs, just like you guys have said earlier, they're advancing, they're getting better, and they have amazing technology. And as a promotional staff, that's exactly what I do, is help promote their packs and test them and give feedback where I can.
Exactly. You know, I just got that the CF Legend just literally a week and a half ago, and I already set it up, have it all ready, fitted it to myself. The amount of adjustment was quite incredible. And I put all my stuff in it, my constant stuff, my constant gear is in it already for the fall, so I can get out there and wear it and break it in. But tell us a little bit about what kind of separates that CF Legend and that CF 13, which I also used in incredible ways last year in the field. How do these two packs, what kind of separates them, I guess, is what I'm asking, from the rest of the packs that are out there in the marketplace?
You bet. You know, the big thing that separates them, if you notice in the name, it says CF Legend or the CF 13. The CF stands for, of course, carbon fiber. They have the carbon fiber frames to them. You know, space age carbon fiber, the stuff is extremely strong. It withstands strengths that us as humans will never put against it. You know, when you're looking at the CF 13, you can pack, it's been known to pack successfully over 300 pounds on that system without failure. Now, I don't know about you guys, but I will never put 300 pounds on a pack. You know, so it's, the packs just withstand a lot more than some of these other packs will that are on the market today. Comfort is there, and they're just advancing every year. Every year they get better. You know, you're looking at the CF Legend smaller pack. It's basically the 2220 that has the carbon fiber frame in it, with it. And you can take the pack off of that frame, and that itself has shoulder straps you can use as a standalone pack, and then you still have the frame to pack out your meat. You can attach it all together, and it's a very universal pack. You know, last year I used it for the first time and packed out a very large mule deer on it. The entire mule deer, meat, cape, head, everything in that thing, and it worked amazing. I didn't need to take that giant pack in there to take out that whole deer. It was just that one small pack that is very universal. And then, you know, with the CF-13, you're looking at a larger pack, but the same things go in mind. You know, you still have that carbon fiber frame, a lot of tension straps on it. You can really load that thing up and bring out a lot of weight on that. Last year I used it to take 2/4 of an elk on each trip in and out, and they flat out work. You know, the advancements in technology are there with these packs.
Yeah, I think I was last year on two occasions with that CF-13. I really wanted to put it to the test, and you know, I'm getting older, so I'm with you. The weight definitely has to be limited now on what I bring out, but I actually put on a complete 140-plus-pound mountain lion and carried that out on that CF-13 just to see how it holds up, and frankly, I wore out in the last, like, 80 yards before it did, coming out about 1/4 mile. So I had to have one of the young guys with me take it that last 80 yards. And then I also did 2 rare quarters of an elk last year, of a cow elk, a large cow elk. And the pack absolutely handled it. I was so impressed with that carbon fiber base. And also the way that it attaches, the way that the pack, all the accessories and the way that the bag itself attaches is really clever.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's a lot of different options on there and what you can do. And the way it's set up, it just handles that weight really well.
Right. Well, another real exciting thing for me is I've been searching for years for the right kind of suspension system for binos, the right holding system for binos. And I've tried a lot of good ones, but haven't been completely satisfied. And Tenzing just put out 2 new options. Why don't you tell us a little bit about those?
You bet. You know, I first had the chance to put my hands on their optic suspension system, what they call the OSS-15, early in the year on a photo shoot with Tenzing. And I got to play with that thing and test it quite a bit. I put my Vortex optics in there. And, you know, what I always envision the perfect optic system for me, and I haven't quite ever found it. And with this system that they came out with, you know, I'm always skeptical at first, but when I first put it on, I noticed it fits tight to the chest. You know, there's not a lot of movement. It protects my binoculars, everything that we look for in an optics suspension system. And then they go and they throw on a lens cleaner, retractable lens cleaner on that. You know, it's just a very valuable piece of equipment. I tried it out on the ground. I do a lot of spotting and stalking, and my optics have to stay close to my chest so they're not dragging in the snow or in the dirt or mud or whatever else you may have out there. You know, a lot of adjustment on there. If you need to take your binoculars off, quick detach, they come right off. And, you know, they're easy to get in and out of the pouch. it's a very, very valuable piece of equipment, and I'm looking forward to using it this fall. Along with that one, you know, they also have the, it's called the BH-15, which is a binocular holder system. Essentially, it's a lot the same as the OSS-15. A few minor differences, as well as a camouflage pattern, you have a different choice there. If you're not into the cryptic, you have a real tree choice. But essentially a lot the same, just at a better price point.
Right, yeah, and I just got mine, like I said earlier, and have put my binos on, have done some hiking with it already. Three other members of my team at Journey Hunts are also doing the same, so I'm really looking forward. I'm loving the setup already. I want to see how it does on some long days, long trips, but it definitely stays tight to the body, which as an archer is absolutely essential, no doubt about it. You know, Jared, you mentioned Cryptek, and I know that you and I have some overlap. We love a lot of the same things, the writing. Some of our sponsors overlap with Cryptek and Vortex, and I was really thrilled at the way that this new system held my Vortex binos tight to the body, and again, just a necessary protection for my binos.
Absolutely. And, you know, I think it should be duly noted, those that are looking for an optic suspension system, make sure that you have binoculars that fit in the pouch, because it is limited by size somewhat. So you as a user out there will just have to keep that in mind, so you're not looking at a suspension system, you get it, and then find out your binoculars do not fit in there. So some of your larger binoculars will not fit in there, but your like 10x42s that I use it for works amazing.
Yeah, no doubt about it. You know, I also recognize that you and I have a shared background in the Army, with the military. Has your military experience really helped you to assess the quality of Tenzing's packs and their products in any way?
Absolutely. You know, over the years being in the military, I've been in 14 years now, and you know, I've had a chance to try out various packs out there, whether it be during wartime, whether it be during stateside. Training, you know, you're always looking for something that doesn't limit your movability. And you know, Tenzing is definitely moving in that direction to create some better packs, and even packs that the warfighter may be able to use someday in those conditions that we speak of. But that, you know, I'm always looking for that piece of equipment that helps me, that supports me, that doesn't hinder my movability, and Tenzing is definitely doing that.
We're going to take a break here, but before we do that, let's go to the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation mailbag. Question of the week comes from Tim in Perry, Florida. When hunting turkey, how do you know how much to call? Is there too much, too little?
You know, that's one of the most debated questions for sure in the outdoor world. And I have found really it depends on the bird that you're actually trying to call in. Some birds react to a massive amount of calling. I mean, there have been times where I've not stopped calling the entire time until that bird was in range. And then there have been other birds that you call and they go the opposite direction, you know. So I guess it comes down to the bird and it comes down to the caller. But you got to feel your way through that one. And again, the experts say on both ends of that spectrum, it can be effective. So yeah. We appreciate your question, Tim. Don't know that we really answered it, but call away and see how it goes.
See how it works out. Well, just for your email question today, we've got a Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation knife for you. We'll get that in the mail to you. And when we come back, we'll talk more with Jared with Tenzing Outdoors and seeing some of the amazing things that they have there that could help your hunting experience that much better. When we come back.
This is the Outdoor Journey Show, where life takes you outdoors. We'll be right back.